Hello.
No, I'm doing the intro.
Oh, you're to, oh,
whoa.
God.
Whoa.
Oh,
come on. Right. Three.
That could just go in, can't it? Just go. Just go.
Yeah, probably. Hello, and welcome back to the Paddington's podcast. I'm here with a pal. Say hello.
Hello. Hello. Sorry, that was weird.
We haven't done one in quite a few weeks due to just time.
2 months, really. 2 months, actually.
A little bit of an understatement. Yeah. Just due to timing, doing other things, doing our YouTube channel. Self-promotion.
Wink.
Paddingtons. If you want to go check them out, subscribe.
Almost 100 subscribers. So. But anyway, sadly, this is going to sound like a bit deja vu if you watched the first one, but sadly, Dingo nor Tom can be here today. Since, Dingo's bike's... His bike's pretty terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. You can talk to him on Skype. He could probably be in it, but...
His bike's terrible.
His mic just... You won't be able to hear him.
And then Tom's on holiday, but if we did this a couple of weeks earlier, we could have said that he was in hospital and he wasn't very well.
No. Do you want to explain the story of why Tom was in hospital?
The story... hospital by Lucas Abel. Let's call it that. Okay, yeah. So me, Tom, Dingo, and a few other friends were on the field, and Tom got his Lucas Abel out. He started drinking from it. After we'd finish it, he threw it at one of our friends. Then he proceeded to throw it at him, which it hit him in the head, and it sounded like it hit a brick wall. Okay. Then, yeah. Then he was on the floor. It was just like, oh. And someone else threw the bottle at his stomach. Cause you know why not? We thought we were just messing about. Then he got up with his hand over his head. He took it off, and when we saw blood from his head.
Oh God.
and it turned out he had cracked his head open from a Lucozade bottle. So, yeah, that was hilarious.
So yeah. He actually got taken away via ambulance.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. We got told to go lesson. I didn't. I think it's like mum or dad just took him, and then he also got robbed on the same day.
He got robbed?
Yeah.
Now, I haven't heard this bit, so...
Someone...
Feel free.
I'm not sure where it was. It might be in the hot... I think it was... Yeah. It was at his house. Not at his house, but where his car was parked, right outside his house, and someone smashed a window and stole all his, like, his bag, because he's got, like, a super dry bag. You know, quite pricey. And, Yeah, they stole his bag.
From the car?
From the
inside of the car?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, bad, isn't it?
And mysteriously, the day after, Luke walked into school with a flashy new bag, a cut hand.
Actually, funny story, they actually found the stuff that belonged in the bag, but not the bag itself. yeah. Nice one, your pikeys.
You'd like, steal what? the car, wouldn't you? You wouldn't just take the bag and
but
run.
But it might. I think it was. They think it was a kid walking home from school, from our school. From we could know them. I could know them, not you, because you don't go to the same school as us.
No.
Exactly. Probably a good thing, really.
Probably.
Talking of school, you've almost done, man.
I have. I am in year 11 at the minute, in my final year. And it's really annoying because our school does this thing where every other school, you know, they give you an assembly and they say, right, you can go home now. And, you know, you don't have to come in except for your exams.
Okay.
And they go, okay, well, you can have like an hour or so to like say goodbye, go say goodbye to your teachers, have some pictures. Okay.
Right. Oh,
our school doesn't do that.
Wait, what?
We just have the assembly.
Yeah.
And then... This massive teacher, I'm not going to name him.
Hang on, massive as in tall or fat?
Just, he's a PE teacher, so he's quite you know, quite big.
He's not going to be fat.
He's quite scary. He just kind of like herds you out and kicks you out the school, and then you have to say goodbye on the pavement outside.
On the pavement.
Now that pavement is prone to like knocking children over on. There's been about five like kids get run over on that road.
Oh God, man, that is. Since I've been there. Hang on. So have you not finished? Are you finished school? Like, do you have to go back, or is it just for exams? You have to go back.
We haven't finished it. We broke up for the holidays. We thought we were gonna break up on Friday, but we didn't. Every other school around the area. Did yours break up? I think yours did, didn't it?
Yep, ours did.
Yours left, and it's just ours now in the area that didn't.
Hang on. So, how long have you got stay for?
Oh, Gabby's hasn't left neither. Gabby's hasn't.
Gabby.
He'll be like the first, second, or third day back. We'll leave.
What's the point in that?
I don't know.
What is actually the point in that? There's no point in that.
There's no point. No. That's our school for you. Now, that's Wigan for you.
As I don't know, we live in different parts of the countries. Does your school, like, they dress up in the last day of school, like in costumes?
Oh, no. No, we don't
really
do that.
They don't do it? God.
We used to be able to have, like, non-uniform days, like, at, like, Easter or something, or Christmas.
No, but it's not
non-uniform. We got a new headmaster.
Yeah, we did as well, yeah.
She doesn't like the idea, so...
But, what they're not dressed as in Mufti, like, they have costumes, like Batman and stuff.
No, we don't do that.
But there's always one unoriginal twat who dresses up as Where's Wally.
There was a World Book Day, which was the first like day in about 5 years, like of this headmaster being there. About 3 years, where we could dress up in like costumes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And about 20 people in our year.
In your year, Jesus.
Came in Where's Wally. A few teachers did as well. And
talking of Jesus, someone should address Jesus because he's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Any people dressed as Jesus? There's actually some. I don't want to offend him, but there's this guy, okay, in our school. He's at sixth form now, but everyone says he looks like Jesus, okay, because he's got this like lot. He's really tall. He's got long hair, and
big,
I remember
brown beard.
No, he hasn't got a beard.
Carries a stick.
He hasn't reached puberty yet, even though he's in sixth form. No, he has. That's I made that up. I'm sorry. hang on. There is actually a Facebook page on him. Let me find it. Let me find his Facebook page. I'll find it. But there was this one time where, because he's a sixth form, but he'd just come back from his break, and he's walking in the front entrance. Then there's this guy, a small black kid in our year, right? I think was it him? It was someone. But he shouted up saying, "Jesus, Jesus," okay? And then the guy ran through the reception, through the school, chasing the guy. And this guy's in sixth form. So he would probably get done.
Calling him Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah. Your school is so...
Oh, here it is. Here it is. The Smiley Silas. 98 likes on Facebook. I'll send it to you. Oh, I can't. I sent you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, this is... The Smiley Silas Appreciation. Join. It hasn't been posted in... it hasn't been posted in since 2011.
Should I like it?
Yeah, like it.
Okay.
Then it's only 99 people left. Come on, like it.
I've liked it. Oh, it's called the Smiley Silas Appreciation Society. The first person to comment said he's not going to appreciate this.
That's brilliant.
But that's quality, that right there. You don't get that anywhere else.
Only with us. Only with us, obviously, though. Come on. Don't put yourself down.
Just found my picture from Facebook that I uploaded before.
The bottles.
Yeah, we went to this place for lunch because it's quite hot today in the sunny isles of Belgium.
Belgium. And, wait, what?
We went to this place called Fir Tree Farm.
Who, you, so you and your mummy?
Me and my mum, and my little sister, Faye.
Ah, what about, never mind, just carry on, it's fine.
I don't know where she is today.
And you can read my mind.
I had a ginger beer and a Victorian lemonade, which was very nice. Other beverages are available.
So, you said Victoria lemonade?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
I did, yes. Yeah, sorry.
There's like this YouTube channel called Victoria Sponge. Now, I don't know if you've watched it. Have you watched them?
No.
You've not watched them? Oh, God. Anyone watching, listening, smelling, tasting, touching this podcast. I don't know why I use so many senses. You should look Victoria Sponge up on YouTube, especially if you're a boy. That sounds wrong, right? But it isn't. Okay.
What is it? Do you want to give a brief explanation to our?
It's like a sketch
fans
channel. It's like a sketch chat fan. We don't have fans. Sketch chat channel. All right. A sketch. Okay. You know what a sketch is? Not like
they're
a sketch
not
of a. Yeah. And it's quite funny. It's like it's three guys doing it. It's quite funny. So and they're British. Which makes it better. Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, dear me.
See, now I don't know what to talk about.
Have you got any other stories?
No, not really. No.
You talked about everything, brilliant. Is that it? Is that all you had planned?
No, actually, to be fair, what I had planned was
I've got something planned, actually. I've got quite a good conversation that we could maybe have.
Okay. Let's do it now, then.
You are listening to the Poundsman Podcast.
So, I do not know if you're aware, Luke. But
probably not.
I'll start that again.
That's quite funny. It's fine. It's fine. Don't be so awkward. Come on now.
Okay. I don't know if you're aware, Luke, but there's this new film coming out in the cinemas of the Britons called The Purge.
The what?
Called
The Simpsons. The Purge. The Purge. Right, okay. The Purge. Okay.
You're gonna shut up.
I'm sorry.
The concept.
Sorry.
I don't know too much about it, but the concept. I'll read you the blurb.
The synopsis. Ooh. It's taking a good while to read the blurb, isn't it?
There's like an advert. Sorry, okay.
Sorry, okay. It's fine, don't worry.
So the blurb.
I need to apologise.
A family is held hostage for harbouring the target of a murderous syndicate during the Purge, okay? And then he gives a brief synopsis of what the Purge is. And it is, as follows.
Of course.
A 12-hour period in which any and all crime is legalised. Okay?
That's cool. Okay.
So there's a 12-hour period. I think it's based in America. You can do
crime, so.
Whatever you want. Whenever you want. It's everything's legal. So what I was wondering is what you would do in that 12-hour period of everything is legal.
Now I don't think I'll rob a bank now because listen other people are going to be robbing banks too, and you know I'm not I feel like you know anything goes. You could be there robbing a bank and there's another guy, it's like, oh, this is awkward, both robbing a bank, it's not planned. Then you probably both have guns on you, so you'll get shot by one of them. So, since you know, quite a pure guy, you know, haven't smoked, haven't drank, or drank obviously, but not alcoholic beverages. But probably like I don't know, still some pick and mix or something. I don't know.
Still some pick and mix.
No.
That just sums up your life, doesn't it?
That was good. Oh, I might steal a game, you know?
Okay.
I don't need it.
Would you know, like, well, I don't know. It depends on how far the terms go, because if everything is legal in that 12-hour period, okay, can you get punished for doing what you did after that 12-hour period?
Well, I don't know. See, this is fine, because if I still pick and mix, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Are they?
But say you robbed a bank, okay? Say you robbed a bank and killed someone, okay? Because someone squared up to you in the bank.
Big shame.
They were trying to protect it. You squared up to them. They squared up to you. And then you shot them. Okay, you killed them.
Right, okay.
After that day is done, can you then get punished for that crime? Because obviously they've died and you have to suffer the consequences. And anything you buy with that money will get taken off you because it's stolen money. So how far does it? How far do you think it should go?
I don't know. I haven't watched the movie, have I?
Well, no. You have to think. You have to think. Come on with your own idea.
Well, there'll be no point in that because there'll literally be no point in that ever happening.
Why?
Because you just get caught and you'll just go to jail. Stupid.
After the day is done, I presume you mean.
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
It's a good idea for a film, though. Right?
Why do they go to jail?
What?
Because, why do they go to jail?
No one goes to jail.
You said a family went to jail.
Was
I not paying attention? Oh.
I'll read it again. A family is held hostage for harbouring the target of a murderous syndicate during the purge.
So they
saved someone basically from getting murdered during this 12-hour period where everything is legal.
Being held hostage. They're being held hostage. Okay, that makes sense.
In America, wrecked by crime and overcrowded prisons, the government has sanctioned an annual 12-hour period in which any and all crime activity, including murder, becomes legal. The police can't be called. Hospitals suspended help. It is one night when the citizenry regulates itself without thought of punishment.
What are they doing that for?
On this night, plagued by violence and epidemic of crime, one family wrestles with the decision of who they will become when a stranger comes knocking. When an intruder breaks into James's Sandin's, played by Ethan Hawke, gated community during the yearly lockdown, he begins a sequence of events that threatens to tear the family apart. Now, it's up to James and his wife Mary, played by Lena Headey.
The Virgin Mary.
And their kids, to make it through the night without turning into the monsters from whom they hide. Okay.
Man, that's deep. That's deep, man.
It's a horror sci-fi thriller.
Horror sci-fi? What?
It's a horror and a sci-fi and a thriller. They're the sub-dramas.
The sub-dramas?
Genres.
Oh, genres.
Do you not understand basic English, Luke?
I know what that isn't English, though, is it? It's French. Yeah, I outsmarted you this time, you dingo.
I think what I would do during this period of time, I don't know. I wouldn't make enemies, because you know that after this 12-hour period is done,
you'd
just get hunted down and killed, wouldn't you? So I'd probably stay at home, put my feet up, you know.
Wow.
Get a curry out.
Download music illegally.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd get Pirate Bay back.
You would download illegal music on the 12-hour period. Anyone could do anything illegal. Yeah. Like, 12 hours of music is probably being downloaded, like, each minute ever. Like, Oh, God.
I'd take the time to illegally download every single episode of My Little Pony there has ever been.
God.
That's what I do.
Have you ever watched it? Is it any good?
I haven't, actually.
Apparently,
doesn't appeal to me.
You're not a brony.
I'm not a brony, no.
Burn the witch. Burn the witch. Sorry, that's a reference, that's a quote, that's an in-joke.
Luke?
Yeah?
At Christmas, I believe you got the Lord of the Rings trilogy, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man, yeah.
Have you seen them? Did you enjoy them?
No, I've seen 3/4 of one. The first one was alright. Not hating. But I will watch them. I know it's been 4 months, five actually. 5 today. Exactly, it's been 5 months today. Oh dear. It's not very good, is it?
Well.
Okay.
Considering you've seen the first movie, I found a website where there's a whole bunch of quizzes which you can take for each movie.
God. I've not.
So would you like to take the Lord of the Rings quiz?
No, but you're probably going to make me do it anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So should we do this? Okay, you ready?
Okay. No.
Good. So, question one, quiz, level 1/1.
Okay.
Who is the writer of The Lord of the Rings
and
founding father of the Middle-earth saga?
I was about to say C.S. Lewis, but that's like, Chronicles of Narnia.
You have got 5 options, okay.
I've got, okay. I didn't know I had options.
Is it... You got William Shakespeare. Okay.
William Shakespeare. I
guess. Your audio then. Right, okay.
William Shakespeare. You
got William Shakespeare.
Okay.
Christopher Tolkien.
Okay.
J.D. Salinger.
Ooh, okay.
Emily Bronte.
No.
Or J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh. I'm pretty... J.R.R. Tolkien, is it him? I'll go with him.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that it's clicked.
That's wrong as well, isn't it? It's wrong, isn't it?
It doesn't give the answers. It just goes
yeah, but you should
question.
Know this.
It is correct, actually. I do know that. I do.
Oh, it's right. Oh, sweet. Yeah.
You have to know this one, okay? Question 2. Frodo and Bilbo are dwarves,
hobbits,
humans,
hobbits.
Elves. Okay. There was an option for leprechauns. I thought it was
leprechauns! Top of number 1 here. I'm a leprechaun.
Frodo and Bilbo
yeah.
came from the place called Rivendell, Mordor, Gondor. Mm-hmm. Lorien or the Shire?
Oh, what? Wait, what?
It's not
Mordor, is it? Because that guy says one does not simply walk through Mordor. I don't know. The Shire? Is it the Shire? I'm gonna go. Yeah, the Shire.
It's clicked.
Go with that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that.
What is the character Strider's real name?
What?
Is it Boromir?
Boromir.
Durin.
I think it's Boromir, but yeah, carry on.
Aragorn.
No.
Beren. Or Legolas.
Okay. Legolas is the elf archer guy.
Yeah.
You're looking.
You're looking for a character who is nicknamed Strider, basically.
Is Strider the, I always get confused. There's, like, 2 kind of, like, bearded men.
I'm not giving any clues.
Say them again. Say the theme Bobs again, because I can't remember them.
Please. Boromir.
Boromir.
Durin.
Durin, yeah.
Aragorn.
Yeah.
Beren.
Okay, I think it's Boromir, the first one.
Boromir, okay. I think it's clicked. Submit.
Okay. I don't...
Three rings for the elven kings under the sky.
Wait, what?
Something for the dwarven lords in their halls of stone. It's a fill in the missing word thing.
Okay? Oh, okay, okay.
So three rings for the elven kings under the sky. Something, oh, yeah. Like that's the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
For the dwarf lords in their halls of stone.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it one, three,
no.
five, no. seven, yeah. or nine?
Yeah. I think it's five.
Five. Okay.
Yeah, because... No, hang on. No.
I already clicked it all. Oh, fuck. First answer.
It's nine, isn't it? It's nine.
I don't know. What is the other name of Smeagol?
Gollum.
Gollum. Oh, no.
See, straight on that. Straight on that, man.
You might not get this one. I think you have to kind of watch further in. Okay.
I have played the Lord of the Rings game. Lego game. I completed the first movie of that.
Well, I hope it helps. But what is the name of Boromir's brother? Is it...
No.
You're going to have to rely on the pronouncing of me pronouncing these correct. Is it Denethor, Beren, Maramir, Faramir, or Errol?
Faramir, I don't know.
Faramir.
Sounds cool.
At which university was J.R.R. Tolkien?
What the hell? It has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings.
Anglo-Saxon when he wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings.
What? He was Anglo-Saxon? What?
Right, shut up and let me read the bloody question. Okay?
Sorry, Tom. Sorry.
At which university was J.R.R. Tolkien a professor of Anglo-Saxon when he wrote The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings? Is it Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, Yale, or Princeton?
Well, it's either Cambridge or Oxford, because I'm pretty sure he's English or British.
Yale? Isn't that British?
No, that's American. So is Harvard.
Princeton.
I'm gonna go with Oxford. No, yeah, I'm gonna go with Oxford because I can't deny. Could be one of them too, innit?
In which age do The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings take place?
In which age? Like era?
Yeah. Okay. The first, the second, third, fourth, or fifth?
Well, it was before the Lord of the Rings movies, so I'm going to say the second.
No, The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings. But they're both in the same age.
Second, then. I don't know.
So you're going with the same answer.
I don't know.
What is the name of Bilbo's blade that he passes on to Frodo?
Oh, okay.
Now, can you even concentrate on this, or are you just playing your bloody Xbox?
No, I was like, oh, okay, like the answer, the question.
I can hear you. I can hear your controller. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I know, but I'm wondering what you're saying. Come on, give me the answers then. Give me the options.
Andril, Fang, Grimmer, Glamdring, or Sting.
Glamdring. What was it? The fourth one.
Glamdring.
Yeah.
What is the name of the dragon that was shot down by Bard, the Hobbit, in The Hobbit? In the film, The Hobbit. No, in the book, The Hobbit, not the film. They've not got up to that bit yet.
Well, I haven't even. Go on. Then.
Well, you got to guess. Fearcarug.
Yeah, that one.
Glaurond.
The first one.
Shelob. Smaug.
Smaug.
Or Eric.
Smaug. Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Eric. Yeah, Eric.
Eric.
Co-Eric, innit?
How many questions are there?
I don't know. I'm quite worried, actually.
You quite what?
I'm quite worried. It's quite a lot.
We're up to question 12, okay?
12? Jesus.
Who is not a member of the Fellowship of the Ring? Right, you should know this.
Oh, okay. I'll know this. I'll know this.
Aragorn.
It's Smeagol's Legolas, in there. I'm sort.
Gimli.
Gimli. Farrow.
Shut up, Luke. Farrow. Aragorn. Jesus. Legolas. Gimli. Yeah. Yeah. Faramir or Boromir?
Yeah. Oh, don't know. Legolas definitely is. The G person you said is.
Gimli.
Below his name. Gimli is, I think. I don't know, the last one you said, I don't know.
Boromir.
No, the first one.
You're just guessing now, aren't you? Which ones you said?
It's a process of elimination, Thomas.
Okay, so your answer?
I don't know, what's the first one you said again?
Aragorn, Legolas.
Yeah, that one. Him, the first one. Stop reading. Don't read them all out. They don't want to hear you read them all out again. Jesus.
Oh, we can cut it out.
No, I'll cut you out.
What is the name of the great river in which the One Ring slipped from the finger of Isildur? I think this is the last one.
Oh, better be. Can I have the options, please?
Sorry. Anduin.
Oh, okay.
Angmar. Erebor. Fanghorn. Or Amroth.
Amroth.
Okay. Submit. Okay, do you want to know what you got right and wrong?
Yeah.
You got... How many did you... You got 6 right...
Oh, that's not out bad.
Out of 13. That's not that bad,
that's not
is
bad.
It?
Not that bad.
I think
just
it's
under half.
Yeah, 13. Just that's under half. Bad. So you got 7 wrong.
It's not that bad.
Unfortunately, it doesn't give you a comment on how good you are, how rubbish you are.
You go, girlfriend. I should have that. You go, girlfriend. And then have like a picture of Legolas. No. Yeah. That's pretty good, you know? And that is a pretty, yeah.
That's pretty good. You were good. For someone who's only watched the first... No. I definitely could have couldn't have answered all them. You did good,
really?
Man. You did good. I'm proud of you, you know?
Oh, you're actually... Someone's actually proud of me. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, buddy.
You are listening to the Poundton Podcast.
What are you playing?
You are watching the Poundton Podcast. Brought to you... I don't know what it's brought to you by. I'm playing Minecraft. I'm on our world. Our village.
Oh, do you want to invite me?
See, I could, but... you probably just blame me for, burning everything. Even though you were burning everything. You son of a quark.
Just passing the book.
Oh, look, don't quote The Apprentice, alright? Don't quote Louise.
Oh, I'm so glad that girl's gone. Oh, for crying
Uzma.
Out loud.
Uzma!
Uzma! Uzma! I'm Uzma, mate.
Come here, Uzma! It sounds like she's in, like, a tribal... You know, Uzma!
Uzma!
Come here, Uzma! You are Uzma! I am Uzma! We are Uzma! Together, we are Uzma! Don't even ask what that was.
Okay.
Oh, God. What the heck was that? And then, like... there's just a tribe of Uzmas. And they're just there trying to sell, but they're doing really badly because she can't sell. Oh, God.
Oh, did you watch thing on the... You know, the Apprentice You're Fired thing that guy does?
The Jason.
The bit about Jason. Oh my God.
Dara O'Brien. Hello, I'm Dara O'Brien. Hello, Donamon dear. I'm Dara O'Brien. Dara O'Brien. I like Dara. He's quite
Luke,
cool.
The accenteurist of the Powingtons.
I'm quite good. I'm quite the accenteurist. I'm that
That's
good. I can't
term.
Even remember. Yeah, that is the. Yeah. You're right, yeah.
but yeah. Oh yeah.
You eating crisps or something? You eating
jammy dodgers?
Jammy dodgers.
Mm. Would you like a jelly baby?
Like a jelly baby? I haven't had jelly dodgers in quite a while, actually.
I've only just started eating them. No, they're like 35p at like Asda, a packet. So
35.
Just got. I've got.
That's quite good, man.
Yeah, it's like 8 in a packet. I end up eating a packet a day sometimes. It's bad, isn't it?
Well, you gotta get muscly somehow. And Jaffa cakes are obviously.
Yeah, it's really getting cakes. Muscly, isn't it?
Jaffa cakes, not the Jaffa cast. The Jamma Dodgers are obviously the way forward.
Jaffa cakes, not the blame Yogscast. Put that on a t-shirt, alright.
Jaffa cakes are not the bloody Yogscast. That's quite a good idea. If any t-shirt companies want to sponsor. Okay.
Yeah, t-shirt companies, yeah. Wow. What are we going on about? Dara O'Brien and Thingy Mabob.
I think we should maybe talk a little bit about how we are nearly at 100 subscribers on the YouTubes, which is quite good.
Are we? We have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel? What?
You know that, yeah, you know that thing that we do, you know, a couple of, sometimes, if ever.
I thought we just did that because we were weird. What? I didn't think. What?
What?
Oh god. I didn't. Oh, I still have a jammy dodger. I thought, like, we just recorded for no reason because we're being weird. I didn't know it was going. I didn't know it was. What?
Well, Luke's obviously confused. Yeah.
Oh, you know that farm you did?
Yeah.
There's literally one chicken there. It's just one chicken.
Oh god. Do you want to invite me to this? Because,
Oh yeah, I forgot to do that, didn't
I? So, yeah, Luke's left me for the toilet. Once again. You know, I'm always second best to the toilet. It's ridiculous. It's like, no matter how much time we spend together, running around in fields, recording, bringing content to your ears and eyes on the YouTubes, he always seems to leave me for the toilet. What a dick.
Another thing.
Hi Luke. Oh, okay, wasn't talking about you while I was gone. Anyway, what?
Wait, what? Another thing I'd like to talk about while I'm gone is this. Sorry, I had to do that. But the fact that the Yogscast, right? They've pretty much got 5 million subscribers, right?
Okay.
How many of them do you think know about the Yogpod?
Well, that's a pretty good question, actually.
Because, right, they haven't done the Yogpod since October last year, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, they've got like 2-3 million subscribers. I think. And not all. I would have thought out of. There's probably like, I don't know. Maybe 120 of the Yogscast subscribers know about the Yogpod or have listened to it. Because Dingo's never listened to the Yogpod.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Tom has.
Think about doing podcasts on iTunes, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just eating chocolate.
Okay, fine. I'm eating fine.
There's no real method of advertising yourself.
Yeah, they're saying about that on the one I was listening to today. I think.
There's no way of like advertising yourself or getting people to listen. You purely just gotta, you know. I suppose Twitter and stuff, or YouTube or whatever, but they're not really that effective. You have to. It's a pretty small group of people that will probably want to listen to, like, people.
And also, who knows? Like, do people even, like, say, I'm Dave exclamation out Yognaut? Like, new ones, like, new followers. Do they even say that? Because that came from the Yogpod, didn't it? That came from, like, Yogpod. Yogpod 8?
Yeah, Yogpod 8. The, Yeah.
That's sad how we know the numbers.
Oh, God.
See, the thing is, they haven't done one in so long, but I just find myself listening to old ones from, like, years ago.
Yeah, because I've listened to the D&D one. Oh, I'll listen to that. I want to play it. Just want to play it once and see what it's like. D&D.
We could do that, maybe, off camera.
I don't even know how you play it.
I don't know. We could find out online. Do you have to buy special cards or dice or anything?
Yeah, I think so. Although it's incredibly nerdy, I'd like to see how it goes. Because it'd be quite a good experience.
Was there a time in your school, probably when Minecraft first came out, if you played Minecraft, or were friends with people who played Minecraft, you were incredibly nerdy?
Yes, I still am, but yes.
No one
everyone's just like, he plays Minecraft, that's a rubbish game, it's rubbish.
And really, the Minecraft community is like, it's quite large, isn't it? There's
10 million people have bought it. Hang on, let me go on the Minecraft website, right? Like, a person buys Minecraft like every second. I spelled Minecraft wrong, but it's fine, don't worry.
Well, think about that, 10 million people have downloaded it and bought it.
10.6 million people have downloaded it.
And think of the amount of people who have got a cracked version, or, you know.
Yeah.
We still play it, or use the Pocket Edition, or the Xbox Edition.
I think the Pocket Edition's hit like 1 million downloads. And, oh no, the Xbox Edition has past 1 billion hours of gameplay.
That's past what, sorry? You're young.
It's past 1 billion hours of gameplay. That's people have played it for 1 billion hours.
That's weird. That is so weird. That's what I want to do when I'm older. I want to be a game thingy. I want to be a game programmer.
Like, and Cube World, you don't like the look of Cube World, do you?
I don't know, it seems a bit it seems a bit aimed at the younger Minecraft players.
I don't think it is. It looks so good. Like, if you don't know what Cube World is, just type it in and then you'll be amazed. Like, if you like Minecraft, Zelda, World of Warcraft, like any kind of them, just go look at it. Do yourself a favour, go look at it. Go on.
That's something we should maybe do coverage of when it comes out. It's probably Cube World then.
Mate, me and Tom's have already sorted it.